Okay, so 7 days.
How much are
they? Oh, it's sponsored, right?
Okay.
So 7 days. So we were in the middle of Halacha Aleph. Let's just recap. We're talking about Hilchos Atilas Yadayim. And we have a machlokas Rishonim. What is the Siba? What is the time for Atilas Yadayim Shachris? Is it because a person each morning is a Briya Chadasha? And that requires Atilas Yadayim like a Kohen in the Mikdash? Or is it because Yadayim Askanios? When a person is sleeping at night and his hands are moving unconsciously and he's touching Makomos Mutunafim, he's touching parts of his body which would require Natila. So that's why there's Natila Sadaim in the morning. It's one of these two reasons. It's Machlokes Rishonim between the Rush and the Rashba. The Rush is of the opinion because our hands are Tmeyim, because of parts of our body that are being touched. That's Shitas HaRash. And Shitas HaRashba is Briya Chadasha. And again, the reason why they're coming to explain is why is it dafka by Netilas Yadayim Shachris, there's a bracha. Of course, there's always an inyan of Netilas Yadayim before Tefillah. But the bracha was only instituted by Netilas Yadayim Shachris. And why is that? Either because you went to sleep, or you went to sleep. I mean, because both of the reasons are because you went to sleep. But is it because more of a practical reason that your hands are moving all around? Or is it more of a spiritual reason because when you go to sleep, you're Briya Chadasha, and it's going to make for nafka minas, as we'll see a little bit later, let's say a person sleeps with gloves on. So according to the Rush, there's no problem if you're sleeping with gloves because you may be touching parts of your body, but it's not touching your hands. Whereas according to the Rashba, it doesn't matter whether or not you're wearing gloves, you're Briya Chadasha. So those are the two reasons which are going to make for nafka minas as we go along. A third reason is the Zohar Kodesh. The third reason is Ruach Ra. That at night, and again, this is a shaila where it's because of sleeping, or it's because of the night itself. Nafka minas, let's say a person stays up all night, we'll see a little bit later. But something is taking place spiritually over the course of the night that there's a Ruach Ra which comes upon a person. And that Ruach Ra has a special seder to take off this impurity, this spiritual impurity. So, take a look at the second page here, page Vav. The top line, Va'od yesh tam l'netilas zois. The Beis Yosef quoting the Zohar, "V'fi shebashas sheina, when one goes to sleep, shenestal kamimena nishma sakdaisha, and the neshama goes away, bo ruach hatama b'shari al gufay." Tuma loves kedusha. And since there's a little remnant of Kedusha, because not the entire chelik of the neshama goes away, but because most of it goes up, so the tuma comes down. Because a person, when he goes to sleep, is like a mace. And a mace is abi avas hatuma. Ukeshenir mishnasa, when he wakes up in the morning, mistalach ruach hatuma mikol gufay. Chutz minatzba oisav. So when the neshama comes back in, it banishes away that tuma, but a little bit of tuma still remains in the body. And where is that? On the fingertips. The fingers are almost like where it exits, where it leaves. Of course, Hayadayim b'dei Esav, the Yadayim belong to Esav, that's the place of Tuma. So we have to do a certain pa'ula spiritually to remove this impurity. And this is the special formula. The Zohar Kodesh says the special formula, Eres, Lamata Amin Barachach, no? Until you pour on your hands 3 times, one after another, that's what takes away this Ruach Ra. So let's just package this a little bit better. So there's Hilchos Atilas Yadayim in the morning, which requires a bracha, Rashba, and the Rush. However, the reason why we're washing our hands this way each morning is not because of Rashba and Rush, which is Dina de Gemara. The reason why we're washing our hands this way, back and forth, morning Seth, pull up a chair. The reason why we're washing our hands this way is because of the Ruach Ra, which is the Siva of the Zohar HaKadosh. So the Zohar HaKadosh requires us to wash three times like that.
Another one, two, three.
Oh, because spiritually, this is the reason why. It has to be the way that the Zohar brings in, even from the Gemara, is that you have to catch it. I mean, once you hit it on one hand, it jumps to the other hand. Mm. So it's trying to get away. So since you're trying to, you're following the escapee, so you have to do it in a way where you're following its movement, because the tumah is moving. That's why we go like that. But it requires three times. So again, nafka mina being, let's say you're in a situation, as we'll see a bit later, where you don't have a lot of water. Do you say, listen, I can't wash three times like that because I'm limited, so the whole thing is fafalin. There's no point in washing anymore. That's going to be, no, of course you have to wash though, because washing for Ruach Ra is only from the Zohar HaKadosh, washing three hands like that. But to wash them, stand to wash your hands, you got to wash your hands anyways because of Briah Chadasha and because Yadayim Askanios. We'll see all this a little bit more inside. But it's just important to understand that when we're washing three times the way that we do, that's from the Zohar HaKadosh. That's not Dina de Gemara per se. Va'asir leilich dalet amos b'li netilas yadayim. One is not allowed to go dalet amos without netilas yadayim im loy letzarach gadol ma'od. Unless it's an emergency. Okay? So now take a look. Well, take a look. But really in number four, we could just say it outside. So because of this, many are makbid. Now let's just read it inside. Akein yesh lahakbid, for number four on the bottom right. Akein yesh lahakbid lahachin liyad hamita shnei kelim. Echad imayim ve'echad reik lekabel hamayim. Basically, a cup and a bowl. Shiyucha litol yadav miyag sheyisar mishnasa. So you can wash your hands right away in the morning. Not to put a foot on the ground until you wash your hands. Quotes the Rebbe Reb Zusha, and this is very strong in by the Chassidim, not to go anywhere without washing hands. So let's say he doesn't have water next to his bed. So if in the room there's water, he should go there very quickly. But if there's no water in the room, if it's not going to be a long time, if you can ask somebody to bring you water, you should do so. But look at the extent of the halacha here, in what seems like a chumra, not to walk without dalet amos, not to walk dalet amos without washing hands, that we're really trying to find eitzes, even if a person, let's say, has to walk, he should walk less than 4 amos, and he should walk a foot or two, and then pause, and walk another foot or two, and then pause. V'yesh amim, no. Shetov shiedach b'merutza shalo hasha satamal yadav. Others say he should go very quickly. Then he says, v'yesh mechalkim shabo yisar ched yedach b'merutza. Some say it depends where the water is. If it's in the same room, then you should walk very quickly. V'cheder acher pachas pachna ba'amos. If it's in a different room, then you should go pachas pachas medalin amos. Because you have to run to the kitchen, let's say, and it's really far. So then that's when you should go pachas pachas medalin amos.
Bathroom next door.
So then you should probably run very quickly. Bathroom is probably considered to be part of the room. Right? So if you have next to your bedroom adjacent, you have the bathroom. So, you know, just go very quickly into the bathroom. But again,
is it okay to do it in the bathroom?
Yeah, we pass on that it's okay. Yeah. It's a shaila. The chatchila, it's better not to. But the minhag olam is too. If David Feinstein saw and others say as well, that the minhag olam is to wash hands in the bathroom, and that becomes somewhat of a lechatchila. But al pi chasidus, it's all a bidyad. Because al pi chasidus, it's important to have. Not too late to start, Moshe. That's what we're learning, right? To have the keli next to the bed is a very important inyan. So again, you see, you know, there's different eitzes here and there. But it's not just, you know, the fine print, number four. Even in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch himself, he brings it down the halacha of Aser Leilich, Dalet Amos, within the Tehillah Sedaim, according to Ber Hetev, Im Lo Letzarach Gadol Miyad. Halacha Beis. Yilbash Malbash Arishon Esatal Eskata. The first beged to be put on, other than the yarmulke, of course, unless you sleep with the yarmulke, which is also proper up, you can see this. Shel Yilich Dalet Amos B'li Tzitzis. So even if a person has to go, Dalet Amos, to wash his hands, he should be with tzitzis on. But not to make the bracha on the talis katan when putting it on. There's a havamina, maybe you shouldn't touch anything until you wash your hands. No. Putting on your talis katan, that's a proper thing to do. You shouldn't walk the alanamos, even to go wash your hand without wearing the tzitzis. But he says you shouldn't make a bracha because your hands aren't washed yet. Anyways, in number five, he says that for a married man, so anyways, you're not going to be making your bracha on your talis katan even when you put it on first thing in the morning, because it's going to be included in the bracha on the talis gadol. So, aside from the reason your hands aren't lucky, even after you wash your hands, you know, a person who's wearing a talis gadol doesn't, not mashish betitzis and makes a bracha, we wait until we do talis gadol anyways. But we have to be thinking priority. First thing in the morning, if we have the keli next to our bed, First is Moda Ani. That's what we saw in Simen Aleph. Moda Ani comes first, right? As a person is waking up, Moda Ani, Yarmulke, simultaneously, washing hands, Tzitzis, but waiting for the Bracha on Tzitzis. So that's so far what we have in the morning. Halacha Gemo, moving along. Netilas Yadayim Shacharis Tuvederech Zeh. So we said before, three times Beserigin. So let's explain what that is. Noyitilas HaKli B'Yad Yamina. So you pick up the keli with your right hand. Because everything is done with the right hand first. Right? Yamin always comes before a small. So you need to come out to Sidus HaTlera in order to explain these things. This is one of those halachas, tying shoes and washing hands, the yamin comes before a small, that a person who just starts to learn Torah has a very hard time understanding, like, why are you bothering me with right before left? Because you need pnimis to understand that the chesed always has to be misgaber on the gvuris. So even though we're going to be passing it to the left, it seems like we're just adding an extra step, but it's important that the right comes before the left. So you take up the keli with the right, because everything we do with yamin. V'nosna l'small. And now the small is going to serve the yamin, right? So the small is now going to be shayfet tchila yad yamin. So you pour into the right hand. V'achach noitel sakli, you pass it to the right hand. V'shayfet chayat small, to the left hand. V'chin yasakim upamim. This is the way that we do it, right? Pick it up right, pass to the left, right, left, right, left, right, left. V'toiv litlan ad perak hazoya. And it's best to pour it until the zroya, which is the wrist. Ach b'shas hatchak da'ak kishvi etzba'isav. But b'shas hatchak, it's also okay if you do it until the knuckles. Right? So, which knuckles? So that's also machlekes. Some say it's the, what do you call these knuckles or versus these knuckles? I don't know. The punching knuckles versus the finger knuckles. So
the lower ones.
What?
The lower ones.
Are lower and higher ones, okay. So if a person has a minimal amount of water, so then he can go with the knuckles. But lechatchila should be ad azraya. And today, with plumbing, it's not so difficult, of course, to wash lechatchila ad azraya. So that's washing the hands. The reichitz part of the chavad yoytzrei, washing the face. So if you're taking a shower, so you're included in that already. But if not, it's kavadik to wash your face in the morning. Shneimar ki betzalam l'kim ases ha'adam. You should look awake, fresh. The gam yechetz piv, you have even shibaseichin. Either because you're having a drink of water or to rinse your mouth with water. Because shitzarech lahazkas hashem agod b'tusha v'tahara. So it may not be Kedusha, but it's Tahara, that the mouth should be clean. This is the vessel which is going to be uttering names of Hashem, giving praise to Hashem. And then to dry the hands. That's also health reasons to wash the face and also to dry it very well. Let's look at number 6. So we said to wash the hands 3 times, but you may practice this yourself, or you may see others have done this, or seen this yourself inside, that there are some who add an extra netilah. They do a fourth netilah. So where does that come from? Rabim norgin kehagra udeime litel oit pam revias kol yad kedi lasalek hamayim atzmei mi'al yadav. So the Goyen says that this is not just tam netilah sedayim, this is ordered to remove a ruach hatumah. So what happens is the first three netilahs takes the ruach hatumah off the hands, but it transfers it onto the water. So what you need to do is that you need another netilah to remove the water. So it means that's not completely removed until you wash it off. So you said just dry your hands. But apparently you have to, in order to remove this like this remnant of this kesher that the tumah has to the hands, even though it comes onto the water, you need the water to remove the water.
It's like by any guilty dying for bread, also an extra time.
Yeah? That is not, no, I don't know if I... Yeah, you've seen that? Yeah? Okay. But if from here, it would seem according to the Gra that it's really a din in Netilas Yadayim Baboiker, because Pashtus, the Netilas Yadayim for bread is not Altru Achra. It's for a different time, which is why the Chachid, you can even wash one hand.
I don't know if it's the Gra said some people wash 3 times for...
Oh, for sure 3 times, but a fourth time they do for Netilas Yadayim bread?
No, I mean an extra time. I don't mean a fourth time.
Uh-huh. Oh, a first time and a second versus a third. Uh-huh. But this is a fourth time. V'yesh machmir, and those who are machmir, v'noyagim, she'achin netilas yadayim l'seirigin, neitlim shuv gimel pa'amir b'tzufas al kol yad. I've seen this also done. So they go right, left, right, left, right, left, then 3 times right, and then 3 times left. And that's to be yoytzi the shita of the Knesset HaGadolah. There's a makab apatashe which needs to be done, right? So when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, especially like the Suda, this like Rabim Chumras or Gabi Chumras, I think it was the Divya Cheskel, the Shin of a Rav. I think it's going to be his Yortzeit this week. So he got in a letter, you know, by the tzaddikim, when you write to them letters, there's always, you know, Rash Kabahag, you know, Kadosh Batara, Tzaddik, I'm going. So he get letters like that all the time, Kamuvan. And he said, he had many chumras in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim. I think he said about himself, he had like 300 chumras in Netilas Yadayim. So he said, why did I take that upon myself? People are writing me letters, they're calling me a Kaddish, a Kaddish, a Kaddish. I said, I'm not a Kaddish. But the Gemara says, Vis Kaddishtem, Visam Kaddishtem, Vis Kaddishtem, Zu Netilas Yadayim, Zu Mayim Mishoinim. So a person who's Nizar in Netilas Yadayim is called a Kaddish. They said, in order that there shouldn't be Moitzi Shaker on me, I'm Nizar in. And the Piskadish and Mayim Shainim, he took 300 chumras in the Tzilas Adayim. So we only see just a couple here in the Tzilas Adayim Shachris. But, you know, a chassid who tries to be Yotzi all the chumras, Rav Aryeh Velzer used to say about himself that, you know, everything which he did was mamish bediktuk, bediktuk. And he used to say to people who would observe him, he says, everything which I do, you'll find in a sefer. It's not just stam chumras. Like, everything which I do, if you look for it, you're going to see it. It's written down somewhere. It's written down somewhere. So you see the Gruas Chumrah and also the Knesset Sagadayla for those who want to go the extra mile. Now we said if a person has Mayim B'Tzimtzum, if he has just, let's say, a little bit of water, so then what should he do? Should he pour one hand completely out of Zoya and another hand completely out of Zoya, but he won't be able to do three? But at least he's Yoytze the Ikra Adin. Remember, Rabbi said, we have two reasons why we're washing our hands. The first reason we're washing our hands is because you're waking up in the morning, you got to wash your hands for davening. And that's why you make a bracha. You're not making a bracha to Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra doesn't require bracha. Because that's from the Zohar Kodesh. The bracha is, you're washing your hands for Shachris this morning to daven. So now let's say you do have Mayim B'Tzimtzum. So you can only either do one complete hand on the right, one complete hand on the left, or you could do a little bit, three on the fingertips, but that's all. So take a look at number 7. So we had said in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he had said before that if you have a little bit, you should do 3-3 until the fingertips. Not everybody's masking to that. So some argue with the Kitzur, and they say that you should do an entire hand and an entire hand. When you come across more water, then you should do threes. And it's somewhat mistaver. Why somewhat mistaver? Because again, washing the entire hand is Dina de Gemara. Washing 3-3 is Dina Desire Kaddish. So that's why it's Mistaber. However, the others will say, but the reason why you're washing 3-3 maybe a Zayar Kaddish, but it's Mishum Sakana. It's Mishum Sakana to have a Ruach Ra. So therefore, Mishum Sakana, you have to do it. Because you are Yotze B'David if you just washed your hands at Kishri Espresi. Even for the Dina de Gemara, you'd be Yotze. So what do I mean? It's Mishum Sakana. So take a look at Halacha Dalit. And Halacha Hey. So tzarech litol yod of davka v'saych keli. This is another reason why it's best to wash into a vessel. Because when you're washing in the bathroom, so you're washing into the sink, it's not necessarily, may not be a shame keli. But again, we're knowing like that, and it's called the chatchila. But it has to be done into a keli, not into the floor, not into the grass, into a keli, spiritually. V'asir lehanas v'mehanetila shurech v'asharelem. You can't get any hana from this water, because it has the tumma. And not even just to water your glon or anything else like that. It's for the klipa. I mean, it's for the sitra acha. You get rid of it. It just goes down the drain. Down the drain. Now, look, hey.
So say if you did it in the sink and you put the stopper in, that would make it into a keli, right?
Yeah. That would be probably a keli at that point. But then you'd have to put your finger in the water to take it out. No, unless you have the pusher. Yeah, the pusher. So, look, hey. Lo yiga kardin netila loy bapeh, le bechaitem, le beinayim, v'lo boznayim, v'lo piyat habas, v'lo ba'ochlin, v'lo b'makom ha'kaze. So again, let's speak out each one, because it's getting longer than I realized. Not to touch the mouth, the nose, the eyes, the ears, lower places, loy ba'ochlin, not food, v'lo b'makom ha'kaze, any place where there may something may have been squeezed out of the body. V'sharuach ra ha'shar'li adayim koyim tila mazek l'sadvarim medo. It goes in. Any opening of the body, the ruach ra, takes it as an opportunity to get in and to be mazik. But it also has the ability of transfer. So if we touch eichlin, or even vessels, we'll see momentarily, it will transfer the ruach ra onto those things. Which kind of makes me wonder, like if you pick up the keli from the tefillah sedayim, why doesn't it transfer to the keli? But I guess since that's the vessel which is like the weapon against it, so it won't transfer onto the keli. Anyways, take a look at
And also today, the
Ruach Ra is diminished. The Ruach Ra is diminished today, that is true, as I state. Take a look at number 11. Shiruach ra shayr alehem. The ruach ra is upon them. V'yizayim ha'ayit shlo l'shavcham b'kiyor sheyeshlam klei achila u'shtiyah machbas hakana. Don't pour it into the kitchen sink. But there's other vessels there. V'yish l'hazib b'zeh as ha'nashim v'yiladim. Children and the women should be careful about this as well. V'im asakein. And if you did so, yadiach v'yishleif ha'kelim heitiv gimel pamim. You should wash each keli 3 times. It's not just like, oh, it's a real chra, zayah, kod, zayah, no. So you should be careful to wash them 3 times to get it off. 3 times, that's the magic recipe. And again, in number 12, we don't have to see each and every one. He says, a person has cuts. So that's also an opening. Be careful not to touch there. And he says in number 13, interesting. He says, "V'loy ba'ochel, not food, but chin nochon lemisha tachas marusa bebeisa b'maisa b'chadam." The same person, he has in his home, he has a Jewish worker, or in a restaurant, poyel mitbach, or anashim or nashim shenem mitzar mezah who don't know this halacha, she vakshem v'yilamnim shalifni hand giyav b'machal and yitli dem b'klish hashpana. So again, they're coming to show up to work, and they're Jewish in Israel. This is very common, obviously, to tell them they have to wash their hands 3 times. Don't be working in my kitchen if you're not going to do that. It's your responsibility, even if they may not be dati, to teach them that they have to wash their hands. How could you be serving people at your restaurant that they're not washing their hands that way? That's on you. The chin roy lekol yerushimaim, turning the page, the doctor lishtev gimel pamim kol mini peiros v'irakos. And if any fruits or vegetables were touched, not just kalim like we saw in the earlier halacha, u'sham ha'achalim shena nemasam b'shtipa, that they won't get ruined by washing them. If you think that someone may, a yid may have touched it, again, a guy doesn't have that ruach ra, but a yid who has a ruach ra, like we said before, why doesn't a guy have the ruach ra? Because a guy doesn't have a neshama. It's only because you're a neshama, and your neshama leaves you, that the tumah comes in, because it wants that remnant, that reshim of kedusha. But a guy doesn't have that. He doesn't have an inyan in tumah like that. But if you have Jewish workers, it's proper to teach them to be careful. And if you suspect that they may have touched something, to go ahead and do it yourself. Wash it 3 times so that for yourself and for others.
You see an apple that you just wash and you just pour water over 3 times for
it clean. Right. And you could probably even just stick it under the faucet 3 times. Yeah. Faucet 3 times. Okay, very good. So let's hold it here at Vav, Yom Tov Hashem, and we'll come back to this on Wednesday.